You've heard the coach's insights leading up to tonight's game of the week. We've brought you predictions and updates of all our area teams. You've seen or heard the hits and huge plays of tonight's biggest game. Well, fans, we're just getting started. It's time now for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Honeywell Ford, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by MCON, American Family Insurance Agent Brad Moeller, BNP Propane, by the Denison State Bank, by JBN Telephone Company, Highland Community College, Helena Agri Enterprise, by Commercial Tire Solutions, Edward Jones, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Blue Valley Technologies, Lucre Chiropractic, and by Giant Communication.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. La 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 la.
Let's go.
The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Radio Network. We're glad that you're joining us here this evening as week number 8, Boz, is done.
Man, moving right along.
Over, done with, and check the standings to see where you are at, because mid-season tournaments, you know, we had a few, and by a few, I guess it's just one. One local team still in a mid-season tournament this past week, and that was my dark horse, the Jeff West Lady Tigers, down at the Top Gun tournament. They finish up tomorrow. We'll break down that mid-season tournament for them. What crazy competition in the Top Gun Classic. That is one of, I mean, I feel like we said it about multiple midseason tournaments, Boz. One of the best midseason tournaments year in, year out.
They're all really good tournaments, no doubt. And we got one tournament that even wrapped up yet. They're not done. Started
right.
Last week, not
that's
done
right.
Yet.
Yeah, continuing on, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of teams got back into action this week. There were some makeup games. Guys, there were some teams that couldn't play because of one thing or the other. Winter weather hit this past weekend, and so teams were scheduling games on the fly here in the last week of January.
Always happens, though. You get into this stretch of the season, and weather's an issue. You get schools let out. They got to make up games, and this is why it does get so tough in the second half of the, maybe the second half of the season.
Second half of the second half?
Plus, we talked about it last week.
Would that be three quarters of the season?
I don't know. Me and math don't go along real well,
okay.
So I don't know.
Just curious.
Yeah, so, no, you get, and then you add three more games to the schedule, potentially three more.
Sure.
And then you got schools closing, makeup games. It's going to lead to a crazy next 3 or 4 weeks.
We got a lot to get through here tonight. Guys, we've got some updates about game balls that Boz, buddy, we are almost completely caught up.
We're close.
Yeah. Come on!
I was a little worried we were ever going to get caught up, but we put some miles on these last couple weeks.
Put some miles on it this past week. Kane Brown, shout out, here on Kansaland Country. But, yeah, we've made a lot of things. So one thing we're going to highlight at some point throughout the show tonight, Boz isn't going to like it, but we're going to bring it to your attention as well, because not everybody, Boz, that listens into the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is on TikTok. Not everybody is on Facebook.
Yeah, that's okay.
So we got to bring it to their attention.
Jeez.
Of the new wrinkle of the game ball delivery and how it works. We've had a lot of fun this week. It's been fun.
It has been fun.
And the kids have responded in tow. And they're excited to see. Well, I'll give you a teaser. We'll just say that somebody has to run. Not always Boz. Either the kids or Boz. We'll break that down a little bit later on in the show. We still got Bobby in house, Kurt in house, Megan Sturton on her drive home. Thank you so much for the amazing work tonight across our networks. Joseph Curry down at CARE and all of our broadcasters, whether it's on radio or video streaming channels here tonight. Man, braving the cold, getting out and about, and Boz, we need the scores of what shook down here on January the 30th, the final show of January.
All right, girls' scores. Holton, they get the win over Horton 38-34 tonight. Jackson Heights, they fall to JCN 48-33. Silver Lake defeats Sabetha 62-24. Riley County, they get the win over Royal Valley 42-27. Emaha Central takes care of business against Rossville 63-43. Hiawatha, they got the win over my dark horse, the Prairie La Compton Lady Cause, in a close game late. But Hiawatha comes away with the win 53-47. Overtime ball game are going to really dive into. Fantastic.
Well, we can already say it because Crendon already told everybody.
He did.
That's a new nickname.
Crendon.
Yikes.
Let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah.
Mid-broadcast. Like, what is going on, rookie? I don't know, but Centralia Hanover, that was a really good ball game. Overtime victory for Centralia by 44-43. We'll get into that one a little bit later. Blue Valley gets the win over Donovan West 36-25. Clifton Clyde, they defeat Onega 51-19. Lynn gets the win against Sylvan Lucas 53-43. Frankfort comes out on top of Washington County 45-37. Valley Heights, they defeat Republic County 74-31.
Burger!
That is the first burger on the girls' side of things.
You called me out last week for not being ready, so.
Well, I know. You usually don't pay attention when I'm reading scores. You're on your phone doing something like a youngster.
Yeah, finding other scores.
Young kid.
Yeah.
All right, Axtell, walking they get the home. Win over Lourdes Central Catholic 44-36. We got a couple Nebraska ones here.
Yep.
Auburn, they defeat Meade 49-33. And how about this school name? Weeping Water.
Yeah.
I don't know where that is.
That is Water Weep.
I don't know. Weeping Water, though. They got the win over Falls City 47-12.
That sounds like an oxymoron.
I don't know. It's something.
It's a school name.
Weeping Water.
Continuing on.
All right. Those are all the girls' scores. And here's the crazy thing. We only need two.
Let's go.
We need McLouth at P. Ridge and Carperoville at ACCHS.
All right, let's go. Come on with it. That's what we need. How about the guys?
On the boys' side, Jefferson West, they get the win against Wellsville 60-51. Atchison remain perfect on the season. 14-0, they defeat Lafayette 74-42.
Burger, baby!
Yep. Holton, they get the win against Horton 54-35. Silver Lake overtime.
Double overtime.
I didn't write it down, the double overtime, but it was. Silver Lake pulls away at the end of that game. They get the victory 73-69. But man, that was a heck of a ball game.
No doubt.
Silver Lake 10-4 on the season, Sabetha 9-6. So really good ball game at Sabetha. Riley County defeats Royal Valley 59-50. Another overtime game, Rossville.
Them dogs,
man. The dogs get a win against Nemaha Central.
Yeah.
66-60. Prairie La Compton, game you heard on the radio with B-Tad. Prairie La Compton just went to the roundhouse and took care of business.
Yeah.
They get the win 63-57.
And that is now more than a decade where Hiawatha has not been able to beat Prairie La Compton.
Can't get over the Prairie La
Compton.
Crazy. It is absolutely crazy.
Big ups to PL, baby, for coming down, though. And I mean, that's a tough place to play in the roundhouse.
Absolutely. Hanover, they defeat Centralia 77-59. Clifton Clyde gets the win over Onega 49-40. Sylvan Lucas, they defeat Lynn 53-35. Republic County, they get the win over Valley Heights 54-24. And Auburn, they defeat Meade 58-34.
Okay, those are the scores. How about the scores we still need on the guys' side?
We got a handful on the guys' side. McLouth at P. Ridge, Jackson Heights at JCN, Carperaville at ACCHS, Donovan West at Blue Valley, Washington County at Frankfort, Axtell at Lord Central Catholic, and Weeping Water against Falls City.
You just like saying
it. It is kind of a cool name.
You enjoy that way too much.
All right, that's the scores we need.
Okay, so those are the scores we still need. If you want to give us the score or you want to get an early jump on the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee list, Boz and I went to, we went to three different locations. It took us 3 days this week of travel, folks, to play some catch-up. this past week with game ball nomination winners of delivering game balls. If you're not following us on our social media pages, feel free to do so on TikTok. It's just Jake and Boz. Same with that on Facebook or on the Kansaland Facebook page. We always post all of those on there as well. Pictures of the kids. And this past week, you got to see Boz run a lot of down and backs. We'll break that down in just a little bit as well. But the phone number for you is the Giant Communications Hotline. Check out their newest website. More convenient for you, the consumer, at giantcomm.net for your business or residential internet or phone services. The newest website to make your home or your business easier for you. Online at giantcomm.net. That phone number for you is 785-547-3461. Kurt Kilman twiddling his thumbs looking for scores. He wants you to call in and talk to him. Just say, hey, Captain Kurt, I got this for you here for the scoreboard show. Again, that phone number, Boz, what is it?
785-547-3461.
Give us a call here as we got to go to our first timeout. We come back. We're going to break down our game of the week. We gave away a gift card to an amazing tavern. We met a great young man who won that gift card and a whale of an overtime ball game. We'll break it all down and more scores and recaps. We're just getting started here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz.
Bethel Communities. I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology, it's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
My name is Sue, and I became a patient at Luker Chiropractic and Wellness in December of 2024. One day after attending a basketball game, I woke up with a terrible neck pain. After putting up with this for 4 days and the recommendation of my husband, I went and saw Dr. Luker. This was my first experience with chiropractic care, and I'm happy to report that after a series of adjustments, my neck pain is gone. I have now advanced to monthly wellness care, and I am very grateful for the help I received at Luker Chiropractic and Wellness.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for my favorite segment of the week. Was your team doing the rocking, or
was your team getting rocked?
All right, back in here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey.
Got Kurt Kilman still in studio as well. And so we just got a caller that called in a Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee on the Giant Communications Hotline. You like what I just did right there?
Yep.
Every single business rolled right through him.
Okay.
As we continue to move on here. But he gave a call, and he says, I want to nominate a girl tonight, and we're going to talk this girl up for a hot minute here, Boz, in just a second, because she balled out tonight at our game of the week. We'll break that down in just a moment, but Boz, we need scores for tonight.
All right, on the girls' side, Holton, they get the win against Horton 38-34. JCN defeats Jackson Heights 48-33. Silver Lake gets the win over Sabetha 62-24. Riley County, they get the win over Royal Valley 42-27. Nemaha Central, they come out on top of Rossville 63-43. Hiawatha defeats Perry Compton 53-47. Overtime win for Centralia over Hanover 44-43. Blue Valley, they get the win over Donovan West 36-25. Clifton Clyde defeats Onega 51-19. Lynn gets the win over Sylvan Lucas 53-43. Frankfort victorious against Washington County 45-37. Valley Heights defeats Republic County 74-31.
Burger!
Axtell, they get the win against Lords Central Catholic 44-36. Auburn defeats Meade 49-33. And Weeping Water. Just when you say
we
it,
love
like
that you, so much.
You can't go through it too fast like Weeping Water. It's Weeping Water. It's like calm. It's something you should have on an app like to make you sleep or something. Weeping Water, they get the win over Falls City 47-12. Yeah, it's just, I don't know.
Just go into the guys now, please.
Well,
what do we
need
still need?
Scores here.
Okay, what do we need?
All right, we only need two. McClough at P. Ridge and Care Paraville at ACCHS.
All right, guys' scores for tonight.
Man, give me a sec. You got them over
here.
Oh,
I do have them. Sorry, here, take them back. Take them back.
All right. All right, starting out on the boys, Jeff West, they get the win over Wellsville 60-51. Atchison.
Phoenix.
Yep, stay on the mic there. They get the win 74.
Burger
to 42 over Lafayette. Holton defeats Horton 54-35. Care Paraville, they get the win over ACCHS 61-56. Double overtime victory for Silver Lake over Sabetha 73-69.
We like extra basketball.
Yes, we do. Riley County, they defeat Royal Valley 59-50. Another overtime game, Rossville, they get the win at Nemaha Central 66-60. Perry LeCompton travels to the Roundhouse, and they get the win over Hiawatha, 63-57. Hanover defeated Centralia, 77-59.
Burger, but I also forgot Burger for Silver Lake. Sorry, Eagle fans.
Man,
Burger, go ahead.
Napping on the job, Bob.
Yeah, score's coming in, dude.
Clifton Clyde, they get the win over Onega, 49-40. Sylvan Lucas, victorious over Lynn, 53-35. Republic County, they get the win over Valley Heights 54-24, and Auburn, they defeat Meade 58-34.
All right, those are scores that we have. However, we still need a handful of scores on the guys' side of things.
I got a couple that are just coming in here. Axtell, they get the win over Lord Central Catholic 42-16. Frankfort, 2-point win over Washington County. This is on the boys' side. They defeat Washington County 42-40. And here it is, Falls City.
Uh-oh.
They defeat Weeping Water, 43-38.
I'm going to need somebody from Weeping Water to call in.
You just
set Boz straight.
Weeping Water.
Because you're too somber with it right now.
What are you doing? He's got my pen.
I'm helping you out right now because, nominees are getting sent in right now, so I'm trying to help you right here. Okay. So that you, there. Take your pen. Take your notepad. It's 5 degrees
outside. Stay in your lane, bro.
I'm in sweatpants because it's a little bit too chilly for me to be in shorts here today.
It's been too chilly for like the last month and a half, but
incorrect.
Stubborn might be the word.
Well, yeah, okay. I can accept that as well. All right, so how about some nominees, Boz? We've got a decent list
starting.
The girls' side. Guys' side, we've got one nominee, so we need to get this list built. So if you've got a nomination, you call the Giant Communications Hotline right now at 785-547-3461 or throw it in the chat on our social media feeds as well. And you can get somebody nominated. We've handed out a lot of game balls in the last week and a half, and we've got that continuation throughout this basketball season. A lot more to give out, but you got to nominate them if you want them to win. That's on the Giant Communications Hotline, 785-547-3461. Statistics really help a lot for Boz when he's looking at games and what people have done, these kids have done during these games. But even if you don't have stats, you can call us and tell, man, they had a great defensive night. Hey, they played very well. They led the team in scoring. I just don't know how many points they had. Give us a call and nominate that player. Boz, how's our list look so far?
We're getting there. We're just getting started. We've got a lot of show left, so we need some more nominations for sure. But here's what we got on the girls' side. Tava Gibbs from Centralia.
Welcome.
Just listen to this real quick.
Okay.
15 points on the night.
Okay.
19 rebounds.
Ooh, double-double.
19 rebounds. Unbelievable ball game. And let's top it off with 7 steals.
Almost a triple-double from Miss Tava.
Yeah, big game for Tava Gibbs.
Wow.
Gwen Blattner from JCN, she had 16 points tonight. And Karina Johnson, I believe that was yesterday.
Yep.
Karina from JCN also had 22 points
okay.
on the night. So those are the girls' nominees.
We had another one just come in on the chat.
Okay.
Shout out Greg Beecher.
Okay.
Tuning in from South.
Mr. Beecher.
South Central Kansas here tonight. Beechnut, what's good? He says, throw it out to Lily Tanky for the three that she hit 4 foot behind the three-point line.
Oh, deep three ball.
Deep three.
Okay.
Steph Curry range. All right.
On the boys' side, we got one nominee. We need some more Chance Jenkins from JCN. 24 points tonight, had 6 threes
Ooh.
In that ball game.
Let's see.
Young man was lighting it up.
3 is 18, so more than half his points behind the
Yeah.
Math is mathin'.
There you go.
All right, our game of the week. Crendon kind of spoiled it for you guys. We're okay with that. That's all right. But we like to keep it a secret as long as we can, right, Boz?
We typically, yeah.
So, KP, I know you're driving back. Drive safe, young man. But don't do it again.
He felt that. I don't know what happened there. He just threw it out.
I'm just kidding. But we had our game of the week, and man, you know, when you looked across the schedule, and Boz and I have done a much better job, I feel like, of in our production meetings trying to predict the future. We're looking at, because there's multiple criteria for us to pick a game of the week, and we try to go to a place that to see a team or teams that we haven't seen yet this year. That's number one priority. Number two priority is if they're going to be good games. And tonight, it checked both boxes. It was Twin Valley League tournament champion, the Centralia Panthers, hosting number one team in 1A D2.
Yeah.
Hanover, who got upended by Blue Valley Randolph in the Twin Valley League tournament in a massive upset last week. And this was a game going into it that we circled a couple weeks ago, that we knew this was going to be an amazing game, strictly based on the fact that it's Twin Valley League rivals. And the fun side of this matchup is both of these teams, they're in different classifications, both top-tier teams in the state in their class, but both of them kind of had their own path in front of them, meaning if they went out, they're going to be the top seed in their region. So they could host not only the first opening round and the semifinal sub-state game before they have to go to the regional site, but the opportunity of having the better a better enough record than your opponent at state to where you could host the opening round of state. So these two teams have everything in front of them. Your season's not over if you lose this game, but man, this looked like a state tournament style game tonight.
This was a really, really good matchup. And here's the thing. I'm not throwing any shade to anybody. I'm a big Centralia girls basketball fan. If you looked back at this game, if you were there, I don't think you would say it was a great game.
Sure.
It was a little hectic, helter-skelter, and I think that's part of a product of the rivalry, the build-up of the game. Everybody knew this was going to be a great game, packed house, just an awesome environment. And early in that ball game, it just kind of looked like it. I think Centralia wanted to speed things up. Full-court press, they were trying to get Hanover just kind of sped up more than they wanted to play. And I felt like Hanover did a really nice job early in that game because they knew Centralia was going to come out and kind of punch him in the face.
Yeah.
Try to establish dominance and speed him up and turn him over. And Hanover, for the most part, did a nice job. They still had turnovers early, but I think the key in this with Hanover was they executed a little better, and they just simply made shots.
Sure, yeah.
They made shots in the first half. Centralia could not buy a basket.
No.
Early.
No.
And it's got nothing to do with the way I shot at that gym.
Well, we haven't even talked about that yet.
We're going to get to that.
Another little spoiler alert
here.
Yeah,
we're going to get to that. So, no, I think early turnovers from Centralia kind of led to Hanover getting some more opportunities.
Some runouts.
Centralia just looked... They just looked a little uncomfortable against Hanover's zone.
Yeah. Now, Hanover's zone, I mean, before we get into details of it, you know, if you're okay with it, you and I talked about on the drive back, is one of the more, like, kind of a, it was a basic traditional extended 3-2 zone that you don't see very often, really, anymore.
Extend to the wings.
Yes. Almost to the sideline, and their wing, I mean, it was almost as if they were inviting the entry pass down low, but you're not going to kick it to the wing. You're not going to keep it around the perimeter. That tells me the respect for Centralia's outside shooting was very important for Coach Beichmann and Hanover, and that was working for Hanover early because Centralia struggled to make clean, crisp passes through that zone.
I felt like all game long that zone kind of frustrated Centralia, and when you talk about trying to make clean passes, Centralia got into a mode of trying to throw over the top of the zone. Skip passes, side to side, are great, but when it takes 5 seconds for the ball to get from one side to the other side, the defense, they're moving while the ball's in the air, so if they don't steal it on the skip, by the time the offensive player catches it, the defense is already adjusted, and they're there, and you got somebody right in your grill. And so I think it was tough for Centralia to get into a rhythm offensively. This game was really kind of controlled in the first half by Hanover. They got up 10. It was 10-14 at the end of the first quarter. Hanover on ahead of that one. Halftime score, they're up 8. Hanover was 23-15. Here's where I think really Centralia played from behind
90% of the game.
Yes, the entire game. Centralia went on an early 8-0 run, but Hanover called timeout. They come back, go on an 8-0 run of their own.
Yeah.
So really Centralia was kind of fighting back the entire game, and you could start to see a little frustration build. Centralia was just having a tough time making shots tonight, and that happens. Sometimes the ball just doesn't go through the basket, but here's where things I felt like turned in the second half. Hayden Kramer got much more aggressive against that zone.
Yeah.
Off the bounce, she was able to attack the seams, get downhill. She got in the paint, made a couple little floaters. She started to attack the heart of that zone, and then that opened up some kickouts. It opened up some post play. I felt like that was kind of a turning point. 6:17 left to go in the ball game. Centralia got within 7. And I remember tapping you thinking, okay, here we go. Centralia's within 7. Then 4:51 left in the game. They're within 7.
Yeah.
They couldn't get over the hump. Well, then it happened. 3:29 left in the game. Centralia gets it within 5.
And that was what you were telling me the entire third quarter was, can Centralia get it within 5? And it got close multiple times within 7, but couldn't get to that till the 3:23 mark.
Yeah, I mean, you go get it to within 5, two-possession game, you feel like you're right in it. Forget what happened the first, 90% of the game. We're in it. We got a chance to win. So they were just right there, but they got it to within 3, just under 3 minutes. And then It was insane. What it boiled down to was Keelan Rempe hit a three at the buzzer to tie it up. Hanover had a chance to ice the game.
Yes, they did.
I think it was right around 20 seconds, 18 seconds. They missed both free throws. Centralia brings it down, calls timeout. I don't know what kind of play they really set up against the zone, but Rempe was open near sideline, drains the three, the first three-pointer that Centralia hit the entire night.
They were 0 for 13, 14 in the game to that point.
Easy.
And I want to give credit to Coach Thompson for that draw up because, again, everybody knew in that gym, for the most part, that ball was going to touch one of three kids' hands. All likelihood in that moment.
Yeah.
David Gibbs, Josie Haverkamp, or Hayden Kramer.
Sure.
Coach Pikeman for Hanover really focused that part the entire time. And he said, as soon as the ball got triggered in by Centralia, man, they threw it to the top of the key, and it was handled by Cora Thompson. And he's pointing to the corner because there goes Hayden Kramer to the far corner. Well, here coming off of a screen down low. Again, if they're in a zone, okay, so not man-to-man, but down low with Josie Haverkamp kind of gives a little bump as a help side defender tries to come out on Rempe, and Rempe caught, confident shot, buried it. And, you know, you and I are fans of the game, just the game of basketball.
Yeah, period.
And we're fans of our local teams. Dude, I jumped out of my seat.
Oh, yeah.
So did you.
It was
electric. Shout out to Centralia fans, Hanover fans. That gym was the loudest that I have heard at gym all year. And we've been in the Roundhouse this year already once where it was really loud. That environment tonight was insane. And when that three went through, what a shot by Rempe. Centralia is able to pull away in overtime to win that game.
Yeah, we've talked about Tava Gibbs. She's a game ball nominee. She's a dog. I love her game so much. If you want to go watch somebody that just gives it everything.
Effort,
diving on the floor, chasing after loose balls, grinding for offensive rebounds. I mean, I like that style of play. It's just a ton of effort. So she's obviously a game ball nominee. We talked about Hayden Kramer. We talked about Keelan Rempe hitting the three. But I want to give a shout out here. And this is you talked about game ball nominees. It's not all about that. Obviously,
sure.
It helps to see, okay, what kind of game it was. But I'm going to give a shout out to Maya Tanking. Maya comes off the bench. I haven't seen him play this year, so I don't know if she gets a ton of minutes, but Keelan Rempe got in foul trouble. She came in. She's handling the ball. A lot of pressure. I think she might have had a turnover or two, but lots of effort defensively. At the end of the second quarter, Tanking stole the ball twice, and that could have changed the momentum going into halftime. Hanover was up 8. If they scored 2 buckets there, now they're up 12. But Tanking gets 2 steals, and there was a possession in that game offensively where I thought she did. And she's a sophomore.
Yeah.
So this is a headsy play. She got downhill against the zone. She got into the lane against that 3-2, so you only got 2 post defenders. The help came from Josie Haverkamp's side on the block. Maya read that, made the right decision, tried to throw a little bounce pass to Josie. Unfortunately, it was a little low, kind of at her feet, went out of bounds. But everything about that play, she did right. I always tell them, like, that was the right decision, just poor execution on the back end. But Maya Tanking, I felt like, was a kind of a key figure in this game, given quality minutes off the bench. It's not always about going out and dropping 30.
Yeah.
It's about knowing your role and going in and doing what you're supposed to do.
Being a defensive dog.
Yeah, she got after it defensively. I told my daughter when she was young, if you're a point guard, if you're young, you got 2 things. Don't turn the ball over and play great defense.
Yeah, and you'll find time on the floor.
You will find your way on the court. So a lot of times we talk about stats and stuff. Maya Tanking, what she did tonight, not going to show up anywhere. Nobody's going to be, she hit all these threes or whatever. But she had a really nice game.
She did. Centralia wins it in overtime, 44-43, comeback fashion against Hanover. That was our game of the week. We try to stay for both games as much as we can. With the travel time it requires from Centralia to here, plus the overtime, we were not able to stay for any of the guys' game. But our game of the week tonight, Centralia, Hanover girls. Congratulations to Brogan Rempe.
Coolest thing ever.
We are parked and walking towards the school. And if you're familiar with Centralia, and if you're not, I'll do my best to describe it. We parked about a block and a half away. On the east side. And as we're walking about halfway through the playground, you see this kid in a gray puffer jacket, full sprint. I mean, arms are pumping, and he runs right. And I'm looking at the kid as he's running up to us, thinking like, okay, he's just going to his car. You know, mom and dad need a cash or something. And he stops right in front of Boz and I, and he goes, "You guys are Jake and Boz." And I said, "Yeah, we are." And he goes, "It's your game of the week."
He knew.
He knew. He knew. It was the greatest. I mean, we've loved giving out gift cards for 3 years. Don't get me wrong. If you want a gift card, we love getting to meet you and giving you that gift card. But this one takes the cake.
Oh, 100%.
I have no idea how old this kid is. You know, he looks like he's right in between my two kids' age. I'd guess him as 8 or 9 years old.
I'd say, yeah, third, fourth grade maybe.
And he is just locked in. And he got himself a great gift card that he gets to choose who goes with him to the tavern in Centralia. Sorry, I'm pulling up my...
Well, while you're doing that, here was the cool thing. After you said, "Yeah, dude, you win the gift card tonight," and we go inside. We're like, "Hey, we got to get a picture. We got to find mom and dad, though."
We definitely said we need permission from mom and dad here.
So we go in the gym. Somebody else stops Jake, and I told the young man, I was like, "Hey, we'll wait out here for you." And he takes off, heading towards the gym doors. And Jake came in. And I was like, "Dude, I don't know where he went, man. He went to find mom and dad." So, yeah, then he comes out of the concession stand. Mom comes behind him, able to get a cool picture with him. It was awesome.
Yeah, a lot of fun. And Boz and I really, I mean, it's a really fun thing that we get to do with that, no doubt about it. So, again, 1882 Tavern in Centralia, proud to partner with them here tonight. 518 Centralia, or 4th Street in Centralia. They're open until 5 o'clock tomorrow night. There are other hours throughout the week. So they're open on Saturdays from 5 to 9, open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 11:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Fridays 8:30 to 9 o'clock as well. But they do have a little special coming up here, Boz, that people might want to take note of for Valentine's Day. So on Saturday, February 14th, they've got a prime rib and salmon dinner.
Okay.
You love surf and turf, all those types of things. How about prime rib and salmon?
I'd be down with that.
Down for that. Go tell Mrs. Boz that, hey, we got to get up to Centralia for 1882 on...
Hey, I'm just thinking that our young man that we got the picture with tonight, he could take us out to dinner. He wants to spend some quality
time. Come on, Brogan.
Brogan.
Come on, Brogan. Hook your boys up. We want some prime rib and salmon. No, Brogan, you take your mom, take grandma. I don't know. You got a girlfriend? Maybe that's a good Valentine's Day present for a third grader.
How about it?
And also the 1882 Tavern, by the way, they got new menus coming out soon. You can follow them on Facebook at the 1882 Tavern. Just put that in the search bar. Thankful for them to partner with us. But Brogan, congratulations, young man. You were an absolute blast for us tonight to see fifth grade. Mom just texted in. Fifth grade. Sorry, young man. I was a little off by a year.
Right.
Fifth grader, Brogan, big thanks to you, young man, for coming up. I can't wait to post that picture next week of him.
He's going to be Facebook famous.
You dang right he will be. Hey, we'll throw him on the talk, too. All right. Get that kid a little bit gassed up. We got to step aside, I'm sorry, for one more break here before we get into our recaps. We got all of our recaps in. B-Taz, Perry at Hiawatha, Crendon, he was at the Centralia Hanover. I'm excited to hear from his perspective what he heard from the game. Horton at Holton tonight. Also, Atchison.
The Phoenix.
They were in misery. I said misery. You can't say that on radio. My apologies. Missouri at Lafayette High School tonight. So we'll have all those recaps coming up. But I gotta collect myself. Let's get to a break. We come back. Recaps from around the area. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on the MSC Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
That Giant Communications connection is more than just technology. It's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
Imagine what would happen if you went on vacation without packing bags or making reservations. Now imagine what would happen if you didn't prepare for retirement. At Edward Jones, we believe everyone can be prepared for retirement. That's why we strongly encourage you to open and contribute to an Edward Jones IRA. If you have an IRA elsewhere, it's easy to transfer to Edward Jones and begin receiving the face-to-face advice you deserve. To open an Edward Jones IRA, contact myself, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself, it also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This winter, warm up with great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, when you're at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for one more.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank in Hiawatha, Horton, Wetmore, and Holton. Our staff will make it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using GN Bank's mobile banking app, our secure internet banking and bill pay, and e-statements, person-to-person payments, debit cards, and more. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank is the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
To the beach, y'all. Boz, what are they playing out there?
They're playing basketball.
Y'all know this is so dead.
They're playing basketball out there. We're here to talk about it here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, and that's
Boz. Hey.
There you go. Well, last week you just jumped in and said, hey, before I could even say who you were.
Okay.
So I was expecting that to happen again. We got Kurt Kilman in studio as well, and I made a mistake. I read it backwards. It's Atchison.
The Phoenix.
We're at home tonight against Lafayette from Missouri, so my apologies for that. First of three straight at home for the Phoenix here tonight. All right, we got some recaps we got to get into, and then we got a special guest joining us to talk about some area youth basketball here in about 10 to 15 minutes from now. So we will go to that guest here in just a little bit. In the meantime, during these recaps, we're going to get you here in just a second. You can call in your nominees for Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball for tonight, because our list is, again, it's decent, but we've had bigger lists before.
We have. We're on one page. The goal is to get to two pages of nominees.
So we need you guys to scrounge around, contact your coach, your AD, ask your kid, ask your nephew, ask your grandson, who played good tonight, so I can call Jake and Boz and let them know so they can give some shout-outs and put them on a list, because Boz might pick them. You never know. Again, it's not all about the points, the steals, anything like that. He talked a lot about Maya tanking from Centralia tonight as a defensive specialist and how great she played this evening against Hanover. It takes everybody, no doubt about it. So, Boz, before we get into our recaps, give everybody a score update.
All right, scores from tonight on the girls' side. Holton, they get the win over Horton 38-34. Pleasant Ridge defeats McClough 48-19. JCN gets the win over Jackson Heights 48-33. Silver Lake, they defeated Sabetha 62-24. Riley County gets the win over Royal Valley 42-27. Nemaha Central, they defeated Rossville 63-43. Hiawatha gets the win over Perry Compton 53-47. Overtime win for Centralia over Hanover 44-43. Blue Valley, they get the best of Donovan West tonight, 36-25. Clifton Clyde defeats Onega, 51-19. Lynn, they defeated Sylvan Lucas, 53-43. Frankfort, victorious over Washington County, 45-37. Valley Heights, they get the win over Republic County, 74-31.
Burger!
There it is. Lords Central Catholic, they fall tonight to Axtell, 44-36. Auburn gets the win over Meade, 49-33,
and
Weeping Water. They get the win 47-12 over Falls City.
This brings the mood down.
It's just calming.
Calming.
Yeah, it is.
Very calming.
Okay, the only girl score we need, and we're all done on that side, Care Paraville at ACCHS.
Yes, come on with it. We need the Lions and the Tigers.
Only one we need.
And the Bears. Oh, my.
Okay.
How about the boys' side?
On the boys' side, Jefferson West, they get the win over Wellsville, 60-51.
Big win.
Atchison.
The Phoenix.
74-42 over Lafayette.
Burger.
Another burger.
At home.
Yeah. Holton, they get the win tonight over Horton, 54-35. McClouth victorious against Pleasant Ridge, 57-51. JCN defeats Jackson Heights, 66-51. Care Paraville, they defeated ACCHS, 61-56. Double overtime game in this one.
Oh.
Silver Lake with the win, 73-69 over Sabetha.
Two remain perfect in the Big East for the Eagles, and now alone at the top of the Big East for Silver Lake.
Big time win for him. Riley County defeated Royal Valley 59-50. Overtime victory for Rossville 66-60 over Nemaha Central. Hiawatha gets the win over Perry Compton. Flip that around. My mistake. Perry Compton gets the win at the Roundhouse 63-57 over Hiawatha. Hanover defeats Centralia 77-59. Blue Valley defeats Donovan West 44-37. Clifton Clyde gets the win over Onega 49-40. Sylvan Lucas victorious over Lynn 53-35. 2-point victory for Frankfort over Washington County 42-40. Republic County gets the win over Valley Heights 54-24. Axtell defeats Lords Central Catholic 42-16. Auburn gets the win over Meade 58-34. And Falls City defeats Weeping Water.
I about said Willow.
43-38.
Okay. Any scores you still need?
On the guys' side, the only score... No.
What?
That is every single score on the guys' side. How about that?
Shout out Captain Kirk Kilman for tracking down some scores, and you, the listener, for calling in. Throwing it in the chat as well. Boz, a couple more nominees came in on the chat on our social media platforms for you to come in and write them down for our Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball. And I'm just going to give a quick little mention before we get to recaps here, buddy. We were talking about these two specific players on our drive to the studio tonight.
We did.
Both of these have been nominated one time. That's it. All year long. So glad to see that they got nominated here tonight. And we'll tell you all about the nominees here in just a little bit. During these recaps, tune in, listen in to these awesome recaps from our local broadcasters bringing you games from around the area tonight. You can call in and give yourself a, or give, don't give yourself a nominee. I mean, come on. I mean, I was a great fan tonight. No, give us a nominee of a player from a game you were at tonight. You can give us a call on the Giant Communications Hotline. Check out their new website, giantcomm.net. Man, they've revamped the website so you can revamp your residential or business dealings, whether it's home internet, business internet, or phones. Rely only on your number one local source for that with your local community service members living in your communities. That's Giant Communications online at giantcomm.net. A couple teams that went outside of their league tonight, Boz. It was Horton at Holton. The two towns in our area where if you replace one letter with the other, they're the same town. Horton okay. at Holton. Justin Fluke had the call on the Holton Channel.
The Holton Wildcats earned their first sweep of the season in a non-league matchup against visiting Horton Chargers. The girls' game was kind of decided in the first quarter. Holton jumped to a 9-2 lead, led 17-7 at the end of one quarter. Never trailed. The game was tied once. Horton knotted at 28-28 with about 5 minutes to go, but Holton would respond with an 8-0 run, keyed by three-pointers from Lily Tanking and Hannah Watkins, and go on to win it 38-34. Lily Tanking scored 15 for the Wildcats in the victory, their third of the year and second in a row. The Horton girls dropped to 9-5 with the loss. They were led by Kara Coversup with 10 points. Both teams had over 20 turnovers. In the boys' contest, it was tight for a half. Holton led 23-21 at the break, but the Wildcats used a 12-3 quarter to get some separation, and then Carrick the Dodder hit three straight threes for his own 9-0 run in the fourth, and Holton pulled away for the boys' game 54-35. DeDondre would finish with a game-high 19. Devin Terwilliger added 10, and Grant Warner had 8 in the second victory of the season for the Holton boys. Horton was led by Talon Hooper with 13 before fouling out, but the Chargers with the loss dropped to 1-13. So both Holton teams victorious before returning on the road for two games in the Big East against Royal Valley and St. Mary's next week. Horton, meanwhile, right back at it tomorrow as they have games at Valley Falls. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke reporting. Have a great weekend, everybody.
All right, Fluke, thank you very much for that. A nice little, hey, have a great weekend, everybody.
That's right, yeah.
You like hearing that from old Jay Fluke, no doubt about it. All right, let's go to, this was in Kansas, Boz. This was not in Missouri.
Okay.
Atchison, the Phoenix, hosted Lafayette, and it was on 93.7 FM. Tom Couch with the report.
Well, guys, we know you love those Atchison Phoenix, and you'd love the way they played tonight. They hosted Lafayette High School out of St. Joe, Missouri, and it was all Atchison all night. Phoenix winning at 74-42. Well, it was a little close early, but then Atchison went from the second quarter into the third on a 22-0 run and salted the game away, powered by Trayvon Gillum. How about this? Trayvon, 28 points for Atchison tonight. He's a freshman. This Atchison team is just that good. They are now 13-0 on the season. Some of the guys told me that they thought they'd be 14-0, but they had a game snowed out. They are undefeated in the conference. They are also number two in the state of Kansas right now in Class 4A. Great season for the Phoenix as we move into February. And again, in front of a packed house, it was Atchison knocking off Lafayette this evening. Phoenix, 74, Fighting Irish, 42. Tom Couch reporting, MSC Sports Radio Network.
Yeah, look forward to that every single week.
The growl.
The growl from Radio Network right there from Tom Couch. And yeah, we do love us some Phoenix. How about the freshman, Trayvon Gillum? He was already on our list. He came in a minute ago for the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee here tonight. The person said, well, we know he just played really, really well, and he could be the best player in the state, is what the message said. So 28 points, how about him? Freshman from Atchison, Trayvon Gillum, balling out 13-0 and number two in the state. And we saw number one in the state, Boz, last week. They're not too shabby themselves, no doubt. about it. How about on 92.1? It was Hanover at Centralia. Battle in Twin Valley League. Crendon Prophet had the call on 92.1 KMZA. I'm excited to hear his perspective of the girls' contest specifically here tonight, because Boz and I, as mentioned, we're in the house for that. It's always different from a broadcaster's perspective. KP, break it down for us tonight between Hanover and Centralia.
Crendon Prophet here at 92.1 KMZA down here in Centralia, Kansas, where it's a split between the Centralia Panthers and the Hanover Wildcats. Centralia girls coming away with the victory over Hanover 44-43 in an overtime comeback win. And the Centralia boys utterly dominated by the Hanover Wildcats 77-59 in a TVL game where the Centralia Panthers dropped a 4-1 in TVL play, getting their first TVL loss. And the Hanover Wildcats coming up to 6-0 in TVL play and 15-0 undefeated on this season. Starting off talking about our girls game one, that was one to remember for the year. Centralia went down 14-10 by the end of the first quarter. They had the lead in the first quarter 8-6, but then the Hanover Wildcats would go up 14-8. Centralia would get one more bucket before the end of the first quarter. Hanover would outscore Centralia 9-5 in quarter two and go up 23-15 at the half, but Centralia would put on a miraculous second half comeback to come up behind the Hanover Wildcats. They were outscored 12-11 in quarter three, but the Centralia Panthers outscored the Hanover Wildcats 14-5 in quarter four, including a game-tying three-point shot from Keelan Rempe. Centralia, they were cold from outside the perimeter all night long, about roughly 0-15, but they trusted the game on the line with Rempe. He had no points up to that point, but she's a great three-point shooter, and she came away with a big shot that went into overtime. Both teams played hard, but Centralia came out on top 44-43. Tava Gibbs finished the player of the game with 7 steals, 15 points, and 19 rebounds to help the Centralia Panthers come up with a big-time victory. And for our boys matchup, the Hanover Wildcats won 77-59, dominating the first half up 41-32. And coming out of the conclusion, 77-59, Braylon Mine led with over 20 points on the contest with a three-point shot. Kadra Coe, Horace Cooper, Bruna, Tanner Bruno, all finishing in double digits for the Hanover Wildcats, while Centralia was led by Quinton Alderford with 22 points on the night, finishing with 2 threes. And at the free throw line, going impressive 8 of 9, being fouled on 3 times outside the perimeter. Quinton Oliver also hit a milestone, 800 points in his career. He's down to 820. The young man's a junior. He's definitely got the opportunity to get to 1,000 before the end of the season. So again, our girls match up. Centralia beat Hanover in overtime 44-33. And then in our boys game, Hanover won 77-59 over the Centralia boys. This has been Crendon Prophet with KMZA 92.1.
All right, KP, thank you very much for that recap. Always enjoy listening to the perspective buzz from the broadcast booth on how you see things as they pan out on the hardwood. Let's go to the Roundhouse tonight, where Hiawatha and Perry met up. And a little programming, not programming note, I guess, but a little history note that BTAS said in his broadcast on the boys' side of things. Hiawatha trying to snap a losing streak to Perry that lasts over a decade. Let's see what happened tonight on 103.9 KNZA as well as the Hiawatha Channel.
Two winning streaks were on the line with Hiawatha hosting Perry LeCompton at the Roundhouse. It was loud, it was rowdy, it was energetic. The atmosphere is good as we have seen all season here on KNZA. First winning streak on the girls' side as Hiawatha entered tonight. 10 consecutive wins against the Cause dating back to December of 2019. Back and forth, this Perry LeCompton team, they fought hard, but a 19-11 fourth quarter run by Hiawatha gave the Redhawks their 11th consecutive win in the series. Final score 53-47. Kylie Nelson was our player of the game. She had 17 points to go along with 4 rebounds. She hit 3 threes in the game as well. Addison Williams had 12 points, 13 as well from Michaela Williams. How about Kenzie Nelson? She did not score tonight, but unofficially 16 rebounds as Hiawatha collected 36 rebounds as a team. They hit 9 threes, 2 teams combined as well for 45 turnovers, which was a little bit rough. But number 4 in 3A, the Hiawatha girls, now 14-1, 5-0 in league play. Boy, it was hard fought for Perry LeCompton. They dropped to 8-9. And 3-5. They got 15 from sophomore Tatum Kalovich, 9 from Emmy Reed, and 8 from Jolie Corcoran. On the boys' side, Perry LeCompton entered a rowdy Roundhouse tonight. Winners of 15 consecutive games against the Redhawks. Last time Redhawks beat Perry was December of 2016. And after Hiawatha jumped out to a 7-point first quarter lead, a 20-6 second quarter advantage for the Cause gave them a 7-point halftime lead. They were able to hold on from there 63-57 to make it 16 in a row in the series. Fairleigh Compton with the win, now 11-5 and 4-4. Hiawatha, they dropped to 12-3. They take their first loss in league play. What a night it was for Colby Krein. He was our player of the game. 4 threes and 23 points. Houston Habiger with 13 and 9 boards. 9 points, 12 rebounds off the bench for Caden Baker. Correction, he is a starter. Dumb stat on my part read there. On the Hiawatha side, they got a nice night from Braylon Sieben Morgan. 15 points, 12 rebounds. 17 for Ethan Morton to lead the way. Lane Kessler, 12 points, 8 rebounds as well. With the Silver Lake win, as we heard, beating Sabetha tonight, Silver Lake boys now in sole possession of first place in the Big East League. So again, the winning streaks extending both ways tonight. Hiawatha girls 11 in a row against Fairleigh Compton, 53-47. Fairleigh Compton boys now 16 in a row against the Redhawks. They win at 63-57. Hiawatha hosting Nemaha Central on Tuesday. Fairleigh Compton at home, non-league tilt Tuesday night against NEK. Again, from the Roundhouse at Hiawatha, Brandon Tammer reporting. Back to Jake and Baz.
All right, B-Tat, thank you very much for that recap. And we got one more recap to get to. We hear from our very own Wade Gerstner, excuse me, who had the Silver Lake at Sabetha, or Silver Lake and Sabetha basketball game tonight on the Silver Lake and Sabetha channels, as it was two nominees that just came in, both from Silver Lake. We'll name those here in just a moment from now. But Wade Gerstner, what happened tonight between Silver Lake and Sabetha? Buzz, a battle of a couple birds tonight in the Big East League.
It was a Big East League doubleheader from Sabetha on Friday night between the Silver Lake Eagles and Sabetha Blue Jays. Girls game goes to Silver Lake, and the boys game goes to Silver Lake too, but it took double overtime to get it accomplished. In the girls contest, Silver Lake girls cruised to the victory 62-24. They're led by Kira Steider, had a career high 26 points. She made 6 3-pointers. Kayla Haney with 20. Silver Lake girls 14-1 on the season, 6-0 in the Big East League. Sabetha girls fall to 3-13, 1-6 in league play. The boys game was an absolute thriller. Silver Lake goes up 2 at the end of 1. Sabetha hit 5 threes in the second quarter. They're up 7, 31-24 at half. Silver Lake goes on 11-0 run to start the third quarter. They go up 35-31, and it was nip and tuck the rest of the way. We're tied at the end of 3. Sabetha's Reed Mitchell tied the game, 15 seconds left in regulation to force overtime. Then in the first overtime, Silver Lake's three-pointer went awry at the buzzer, so we went to double overtime. Jack Frazee hit a bucket to tie the game to force the double overtime with 15 seconds left. And then double overtime, Grady Bergman with a basket with about 30 seconds to play, and Silver Lake was able to hold off Sabetha by a final of 73-69 in double overtime. Last year, these two teams met in Silver Lake. Silver Lake won in overtime by 2. They met in the sub-state finals. Silver Lake won by 4. Sabetha, Silver Lake in the same sub-state this year. Who knows? Maybe that could happen again. But it was a thriller. It was a double overtime classic. Sabetha, Silver Lake prevailed 73-69 and improved 11-4 overall, 6-0 league play. Dane Johnson, 35 points. He was 25 of 30 from the line by himself. Drew Womack with 13. Sabetha was led. Balance attack, Michael Lang, 3 threes, 17 points. Kaiser Wurtenberger, 4 threes, 17 points. Cole Minold had a 3 and 16 points. Sabetha, 7 of 15 from the line on the night. Silver Lake was 31 of 38, and Dane Johnson was 35 points, 25 of those coming from the stripe. Once again, your final. Silver Lake girls win 62-24 for Sabetha, and the Silver Lake boys win the double overtime thriller 73-69 over the Blue Jays. Reporting for the Community National Bank Scoreboard Show, I'm Wade Gerstner.
All right, Wade, thank you very much for that recap. 35 points for Dane Johnson, Buzz. 25 from the free throw line. Hey, don't put him at the line.
I'm saying quit fouling that young man.
Goodness.
I thought it was the team when I just heard Wade. I wasn't really like, I didn't catch that.
Hold on a second.
He hit 25 free throws.
25 of 30.
Wow.
That is impressive, young man. Okay. Well, that might be something to definitely have a conversation about when we're talking about a game ball winner. Holy cow. You think you can make 25 of 30? I'll give you 30 attempts right now. Can you make 25 of them?
No.
I would agree. I mean, like, that's a tough thing to do. You know what it's time to do, though?
What do you got?
Go to our Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show's hotline presented by Giant Communications, online at giantcomm.net. That phone number is 785-547-3461. If you want to give us a Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball nominee like Dane Johnson, you better give us a call. We're going to be giving that away here shortly. But we're on the hotline right now. We welcome in head coach of the Axtell Eagles, Jason Tynan, who is maybe he's back by now, but last check, you guys were still traveling. Coach, you guys back or are you still on the road?
We're still on the road. We just went through Seneca, so We played Nebraska tonight. There's not 25 free throw shot in many games up there.
That's an impressive stat line, don't you think? I mean, you're a coach. You've been doing it a long time. You got a kid go 25 and 30?
Yeah, 30 free throws for one guy, that's insane. I mean, that's getting it done, getting to the line.
No doubt. Putting your head down, getting to the rack. Coach, first things first, I want to talk to you briefly, if you can, about the game tonight. You know, you guys go out of state, take on Lourdes after a big week for you guys. You know, TVL tournament, you guys fall short in the championship game, but you guys are getting healthier. You guys are getting more consistency from top to bottom. Tell me how tonight went.
It went well. I think it's the first game since Christmas break. We had everybody back healthy, everybody out on the court. They're starting five. And first half, we played really well defensively, and that kind of glued. And then we kind of got a little, untethered, and I guess we kind of came apart there in the second half as far as offensively connectivity. But we battled through it, and we're still able to win by 28 points. And I liked our effort all night long, and we turn around, get back on the bus tomorrow, and go to Canton Galva. So quick turnaround, and hopefully get everybody rested up and ready to go for tomorrow.
You got to go to Canton Galva, Coach?
Yes.
That's another long drive for you.
Yep, 2 hours and 45 minutes. So
to be exact.
It'll be a tester.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, hopefully the kids are getting some sleep on the drive home right now or something, but I doubt it. I mean, those kids probably are still fired up and rocking and rolling. I mean, you probably stopped and got something to eat at some point, so those kids, yeah. Get to sleep, kids. Listen to Coach. Get to sleep. And get rested up for tomorrow.
Yeah,
hey, go ahead.
Yeah, they're actually pretty quiet now, so I think we fed them pizza, so they got their bellies full, and a lot of them are just chill and listen to music.
Well, they need to be listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, Coach. But that's okay. We'll let it slide this time. Hey, Coach, we wanted to give you an opportunity. You are forming quite the youth basketball opportunities, I guess you could say, for our area youth, not just in Axel, but across Northeast Kansas. I believe the NEK Roadrunners. I want you to have, you know, just the floor here. Talk to me a little bit about what this is and why you guys formed this.
You know, I formed this kind of because my son has a love for basketball. We went to Lincoln last year. It was an hour and a half away. We're driving 2 days a week for practice, and I knew there was a lot of kids in the area that want to play. I think I added it up. There was four kids in the TVL last year that were playing some sort of spring-summer basketball, and thought I'd throw it out there, and my sister actually kind of ripped the Band-Aid off for me about getting it started, and it got a lot of success. I have over 100 kids signed up to try out, 3rd through 8th grade on the February 14th and 15th, and I have about 25 kids for the high school side of it, which I think will pick up a little bit once high school season comes down. I think their tryouts in March 21st, and so I think there's a lot of excitement from it for parents and players in the area. We're going to try to make it work to make travel as easy as possible for parents so they're not driving 2 hours or an hour and a half, practice 2 days a week. So I like the coaches. A lot of the coaches are area high school coaches, junior high coaches. And so I think there's a lot of excitement about it. I'm excited to get it started.
Tell me if you can about, you said 3rd through 6th grade, 8th grade for
3rd through 8th grade boys and girls, yep.
Okay, so 3rd through 8th grade for both boys and girls, and then there's going to be a high school league as well. This is all will be played in Nebraska, though, you said?
Yeah, most of the tournaments will be in Lincoln and Omaha. There'll be a few in Kansas City and some local ones maybe in Manhattan and maybe a spot change here and there down in Wichita, just kind of vary up the competition. So just trying to make it a good experience for the kids as possible.
Sure. If you don't mind, if somebody's listening right now, they're like, man, my kid would probably really benefit from this, or I want my kid involved, and they want to learn more about it, do they go to the Facebook page? Do you want them to, you know, text and call you? Because you're kind of a busy guy right now.
Yeah. They can go to our Facebook page, or they can email me at school email address, signinj@usb113.org. The Facebook page is probably the best way to get information. I kind of post stuff on there. There's the information, link to an information sheet. So and get there. They can just ask around about it. Hopefully their coach, I sent all the information to area coaches, so they should have it too. And so just ask around and you'll find an answer. Somebody's got my number somewhere, it seems like.
Well, if they ask me, I'm not just going to give you your cell phone number out, okay? So I'll check it with you first before we start doing that. And we won't pub it out here during the show. But, Coach, I think it's great what you're doing. Appreciate you caring about the next generation of basketball players, not just current high school students. So thanks what you do for our area, and thanks for getting this started. If you guys want to learn more, again, NEK Roadrunners on Facebook, or you said TynanJ at USD113.org, right?
Yep. Thank you guys for the opportunity, and I'll get those boys listen to your show more.
That's right. We were just in Axel giving Colin a game ball. I mean, come on, fellas. We know that they're following on TikTok. We need them to hear on Friday nights, though, too. Coach, drive safe. Good luck to you tomorrow, and safe travels to Canton Galva.
Thanks, guys.
All right, head coach Jason Tynan of Axtell. Nice little insight there, Boz. I know that you had a lot of summer basketball tournaments, stuff like that. You coached for kids growing up too.
Yeah, and you know the thing is, I really do think it's cool, Coach Tynan putting this deal together, because there's a ton of kids that want to play basketball, and it is hard. I mean, you got to find a place where you know there's enough people, enough kids that you can have a team, you can have practice, that kind of stuff. But can you imagine driving an hour and a half twice a week?
Yikes.
It wears on you. I mean, there's tons of miles and money and everything involved. So if you got somebody locally that can put teams together and then go take those trips to travel for tournaments, makes things a whole heck of a lot easier. So great opportunity for all the area youth.
Yeah, no doubt about it. If you got, again, NEK Roadrunners on Facebook. Hey, if you got youth information like this, I mean, I know last year, you know, we helped out the Hiawatha League with information during, you know, snow dates or different things like that. I mean, Boz and I, listen, we focus on varsity athletics during this show for the 99% of the time. But special announcements, stuff like that, we are more than welcome to put a few things out there for you. You just need to find us and let us know about it. Boz, we are up against a break. We are overdue for this break. We got to step aside for another timeout. We got more scores for you. We've got more Luca Chiropractic and Wellness game ball nominees that have came in. We're going to break all those down. And Boz didn't break anything, but it was close. Definitely wasn't breaking records. We'll talk more about that coming up here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, Your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek. It's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright in Holton, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology, it's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rolling back in here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, that's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey.
Kurt Kilman still in studio as well for the final time, and then he'll be getting out of here for his weekend, but we've got plenty of still things to get through here. One final time with our scores, though, Boz, before we get into a few other things. We're going to go over the latest KBCA rankings for our area teams, a handful of locals in the top 10 on both the girls and the guys' side of things. Also, we'll be breaking down our Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness game ball list that has grown even more since the last time we brought it up. So keep on bringing those nominations in. We'll give those away in our final segment. And then the final thing that we've got to get through, I've got to make good on one more bet.
Oh, yeah.
And thanks a lot, Broncos. And Boz, we've got to make the official announcement for the folks as well of the adjustment that we have made. Maybe not, I guess not an adjustment, an addition.
On the fly.
Yeah, we added this to our game ball deliveries, and they have gone off without a hitch, except for maybe...
I don't know about that.
Except for maybe in what it actually is. All right, so how about scores, Boz?
All right, girls scores. Holton gets the win over Horton, 38-34. P. Ridge defeated McClough 48-19. JCN victorious over Jackson Heights 48-33. Silver Lake, they get the win over Sabetha 62-24. Riley County defeated Royal Valley 42-27. Nemaha Central gets the win over Rossville 63-43. Hiawatha, they got the win over Parallel Compton 53-47. Just overtime win for Centralia over Hanover 44-43. Blue Valley gets the win over Donovan West, 36-25. Clifton Clyde got the win against Onega, 51-19. Lynn defeated Sylvan Lucas, 53-43. Frankfort, they get the win over Washington County, 45-37. Valley Heights, I don't know, I feel like I skipped this, or maybe you did say it.
Oh, I said it every time.
Okay.
Every time, because I know what I got to
right.
do here.
Valley Heights defeats Republic County, 74-31.
Burger!
All right. Lords Central Catholic, they fell tonight to Axtell, 44-36.
Yeah.
Auburn gets the win over Meade, 49-33, and Weeping Water defeated Falls City, 47-12.
How come you just rolled through it that time?
I just wanted to see if you were paying attention.
Oh, I was, and I was waiting for the slowdown.
I still got to say it again on the guy's
side. It's like Friday night slow jams.
All right.
Weeping Water. Yes. Here on Candleland Country.
Scores on the boys' side. Jeff West, they get the win over Wellsville, 60-51. Atchison,
Phoenix,
defeats Lafayette, 74-42.
That's a burger.
It is a burger. Holton gets the win over Horton, 54-35. McClouth, they defeat Pleasant Ridge, 57-51. JCN, they are victorious over Jackson Heights, 66-51. Care Parafil, they get the win over ACCHS 61-56.
This was the double overtime game that I almost said last time. Sabetha, they fall tonight to Silver Lake 73-69 in double overtime. Riley County gets the win over Royal Valley 59-50. Overtime victory for Rossville at Nemaha Central. Rossville comes away with a win 66-60. Perla Compton.
Yep.
Got the win at the Roundhouse over Hiawatha, 63-57. Hanover victorious over Centralia, 77-59. Not paying
Burger.
Attention again.
Well, sorry, I just got our other stream reactivated, so yeah. Burger!
Blue Valley, they defeat Donovan West, 44-37. Clifton Clyde with the win over Onega, 49-40. Sylvan Lucas, they defeat Lynn, 53-35. 2-point win for Frankfort over Washington County, 42-40. Republic County defeated Valley Heights, 54-24. Axtell gets the win over Lord Central Catholic, 42-16. Auburn, they defeat Meade, 58-34. And Falls City gets the win over Weeping Water.
What was the score?
It should be a song. Oh, I didn't see it. 43-38.
Oh, okay. All right. There's our scores. We have all the guys' scores. We finally got all the girls' scores, I think, as well now, because you have the ACCHS girls' score. So
no, I did not on the girls' side.
You didn't?
Nope.
Oh, so we still need that one.
One score.
ACCHS versus CPLS. That's Care Paravel Latin School. We need it. If you've got it, send it in and let us know here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. Briefly going to look at the KBCA rankings for our area teams. On the girls' side, Silver Lake, no doubt, no change. 3A, number one team, did have their first loss of the season.
Yes, they did.
Bounced back nicely, though, tonight after they fell to Rock Creek last week at the buzzer. But Silver Lake, still a top dog, top eagle, I guess you could say, in 3A. Hiawatha in 4A, or 3A, excuse me, as well. They are ranked fourth, also in 3A. Riley County joins the top 10 in the most recent KBCA, ranked in there at number 9. So three from the Big East in the top 10 across the state in 3A.
Pretty good.
Going down to 1A Division 1, Centralia, number 3 in 1A Division 1. They knocked off Hanover tonight, who's the 1A Division 2. Number 3 ranked team in the state. Two more in 1AD2 on the girls' side. Lynn ranked number 5. And Axtell rounds out the top 10 for the girls' rankings in the latest KBCA. Anything stick out to you right there, Big Boz? Big Boz?
I don't know. Lots of really good teams in that list right there.
On the guys' side, we heard from Tom talking about Atchison.
The Phoenix.
Ranked second in 4A, 13-0 on the year. Mr. Gillum is just carrying the Phoenix right now, especially tonight. 28 points for him. Hiawatha, they suffer a loss tonight to Perry LeCompton at home, but they're ranked sixth currently in 3A, my dark horse pick of the season.
Okay.
Silver Lake boys, they win in overtime, double overtime, over Sabetha tonight. They were ranked seventh coming into the contest tonight in Class 3A. Drop it down to 2A. At number 9, it is St. Mary's. The Bears in the top 10. Hanover is the top-ranked team in 1A Division 2. Right behind them is Axtell in 1A Division 2. And then Lynn rounds it out at number 9 in the 1A D2 rankings on the guys' side. So three Twin Valley League teams on the boys' side of things in the rankings. You've got three Big East League teams in the rankings. And then Atchison from the Metal Arc on the guys' side. On the girls' side, this is, again, three from the Big East Boz, four from the Twin Valley League on the girls' side of things. That's pretty impressive. Local Northeast Kansas teams doing what they do best this time of the year.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Northeast Kansas.
All right, so we promised this about the addition to the game ball deliveries that have been happening. And Boz and I had to play a lot of catch-up, as well as you guys are all well aware of. We had the issues early December, and when you have shows and no game ball to give away, it allows for delays to happen, and then you got to play catch-up, and we've done so the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
This week, we traveled to Axtell, we traveled to Centralia, we traveled to Rossville, Royal Valley, Valley Falls, and Jeff West. over the last couple of days this week.
Yeah.
And as we were leaving Axtell, and so I Coach Tynan, I'm sorry that I didn't have this idea at your facility, but on our drive, short trip from Axtell to Centralia, this idea popped into my head. Because Buzz dusted off the old basketball sneakers.
Yeah.
Went and played what they call
old man ball.
Old man ball. And said he lit it up.
I did. It was good. It was good. I've got, and you got confirmation. I was just blowing smoke.
Yeah. I've seen Buzz play basketball a lot. He, again, I'll give him his flowers publicly. For a while, you were the, or currently, I don't know what you said, just for a while, you were the leading average per game holder at Bethany?
No.
Oh.
No, not at Bethany.
I'm giving you way too much clout.
You are. I could go with that, and there's probably nobody who would know.
Was it high school then?
High school, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah.
All-time average per game leader at Steamboat Springs?
Way, yeah, Colorado.
Back in Colorado in the 70s. And and I played basketball with Boz. Boz knows this about me. I'm a defensive rebound type of guy. I coach a team, and that's what I focus on. I don't focus offense. Don't ask me to teach your kid how to shoot. Can't do it. I can't shoot. But, man, I'll play defense, and I'll rebound.
Okay.
But Boz, he can shoot. I've seen him light it up. And so we roll into Centralia, and I go up to Coach Dusty Thompson as we're getting ready to present Josie Haberkamp with her game ball. And I said, hey, Josie, Coach Thompson, are you okay if we do like a little fun competition? Boz has to shoot a three. If Boz makes it, the team has to run a down and back. If Boz misses it, he has to run a down and back.
Well, first you started with a suicide.
Suicide. You know, like, I wasn't even going to allow for the people to know that you were too chicken to do a suicide.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
No.
That was the initial offer.
Shut that down.
And the girls from Centralia loved it. They're like, yes!
Yeah.
We know that old man ain't going to make it. So we agreed for a down and back.
Yep.
Which, in case you're not familiar with that, you start on one baseline, run to the opposite baseline, and then back. And Boz agreed. The girls agreed. We're like, all right, we got a competition. Let's go. And first shot, would you like to?
Yeah. Can I give my reasons why it was not good?
You want to have excuses? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, well.
So, one shot is what it is, folks.
It's
there's
one,
no warm-ups.
No warm-up.
It is ice cold, off the bench, whatever you want to say, you know, old man, but one shot,
cold. And everything felt really good until it left my hand.
And then
it was awful short.
It just didn't quite get there.
It didn't get there.
The girls erupt, Boz, you know, does his down and back. He shoots two more times, misses all three. He didn't have to run anymore.
It wasn't good.
He just has to run one because all we're doing is just one shot. So then we go into the boys' gym and give Quentin Oliver his game ball. And I went up to Coach Nick Evans. I said, hey, this literally just came about 5 minutes ago. So I got the boys around from Centralia. I said, hey, this is the deal. You guys in? And they all said, yeah.
Absolutely.
So Boz, same thing. One shot. This time a guy's ball because that was the issue in the girls' gym. It was a girls' ball.
It felt weird, girls' ball. Then we go to the guys, but now it's a guys' ball. It feels different. It's
confident.
I just wasn't feeling it.
Misses that shot.
Wasn't good. I drew iron on that one, though.
Yeah, and then he got his first shot, got a ball again. Again, this one didn't count, but he missed the second shot. Tried a third shot. He goes 0 for 6 in Centralia.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
He was a lot like what we saw from Centralia girls tonight. No, I mean, and even, you know, I don't know, maybe that's why the girls struggle from behind the arc. They watched you shoot threes a couple nights ago.
That nasty image in
the
mind.
Yeah, it's something there. So Boz had to do a down and back for both boys and girls from Centralia. We figured we might as well keep this rolling.
Yeah.
So then we do it at Rossville. 0 for 1, down and back. We go to Roll Valley. Girls. So at Rosso, we gave Jack Donovan a ball. Roll Valley, we gave Keyweb Miller a basketball.
Yeah.
And same thing. Missed three. Only had to do one down and back. But at this point, Boz, I was getting concerned.
I was too. Like, dude, come on. This isn't that hard. Like, I don't even know what's going on. I couldn't make a shot.
And our final stop yesterday was in Valley Falls.
Yep.
And how cool of an opportunity. Again, every time we get a chance, our coaches are super great to us. They allow us to show up when it's convenient for us, really.
Yeah.
Because of travel time and different things, we're able to show up in Axtell at 4 o'clock in the middle of practice. And Coach Tynan says, all right, hold up, boys. Let's do this. everywhere we've gone. So big shout out all you coaches out there that have stopped practice, allowed us to interrupt. We are very appreciative of it. We show up at Valley Falls. Girls' practice was just getting over. Boys' practice was about to start. The girls stuck around because they knew what was coming. We were giving Colin Carney a game ball, but they also had an idea that there was a competition about to happen. And Boz, you want to break that one down for everybody?
Here's the deal. I think what happened. So
Jack,
think about this. We go to Rossville. I got to take a few shots.
Oh.
Went to Royal Valley, took a few shots. Go to Valley Falls, and this may be the kicker.
Don't even forget there's 30 minutes in between each location, but yeah.
It's okay, though. It's a feel. Like, I shot six shots leading up to that. That's my excuse. Go to Valley. Coach Gatz, awesome dude. He gave me the pass. It was on the money. I caught it just in. I just stepped into it, let her fly, and nothing but net.
Yeah, bottoms. It was a great shot.
It felt good. That's what it should feel like.
And instantly, like, all the kids were on the baseline, and they were hooting and hollering, you know, miss it, and he made it. The girls took off running, and the boys were like, we really got to
really?
Do this? And then they took off running. But you know who else took off running? Was Boz. And it was a celebration that only certain people that graduated in the early 90s can do.
Oh, it was good. It was
awesome.
Relief.
So you can go to our TikTok page and find all of these videos, because we're putting videos out there of the missed and the lone make so far.
Well, yeah, because we had today was Jeff West.
We went down to the Tigers.
I really felt good. I thought about it today. I was at work, and in my mind, I felt good about it.
We're visualizing.
You got to see it going through the hoop. We go to Jeff West, and I didn't even draw iron.
Oh, my gosh.
It was that one was really bad. And it gets to the point, it's a little embarrassing, honestly.
Mammoth Sports Academy, great location. Shout out Justin Schwinn for letting us, again, barge into practice, and Jake Ferrant for allowing us to be in there. And so we got this whole setup, and the kids, you know, Ryan Koontz, we're giving his daughter, Brindley, the game ball. And he was your hype man.
Oh, he was. He was hyping it up. Make him run. Let's go.
Make the girls run. We got this.
I felt it. I was in the moment.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I'm going to kill this.
And
it was such a letdown.
Oh, it was so bad. And after Boz got done running, you know, we finished allowing Brindley Koontz to do the signing that she needed to do for us. And then I said, hey, they allowed us to kind of tour this really quick if you want to. What was your answer?
No. I'm getting out of here.
He says, I want out now.
Just it's you know, when I'm just competitive, like, it makes me mad.
Yeah. So recap of the week of the new addition to the game ball delivery spots, 1 for 13 from 3.
Woo.
So if you have a kid that wins a game ball, just know that there will be a competition coming to your gym, and it is Boz versus your team, and you better hope Boz misses it. So you can watch him run, and we can post more TikTok videos. Otherwise, you guys are going to be running, because I guarantee you, before we hit the road again to deliver another game ball, Boz is going to find himself a gym.
I will. And my wife's got some keys to the gym in Holton, so I may get in some shots over the weekend. We're not going to have that bad of a display again.
And it was almost to the point that I started feeling bad, because, you know, I kind of just threw it on Boz, and Boz is a great team player. You know, 99% of the time I come up with an idea, Boz is like, let's run with it, dude. I'm good. And I was starting to feel bad because Boz had gone 0-for-11, and I was thinking, man, he's running a lot.
It's one of those things, like, when you were good at something and then you just get older. And folks that are a little older that might be listening, they know what I'm talking about.
Joints feel a little bit different.
Everything just feels a little different. But it's so frustrating because you feel like you ought to be able to do the same thing.
Yeah, 100%.
I'll get there. Don't worry about it.
I'm excited for where. I have no idea where we're going. We still have to get. We're behind on two. We got to get to Nemaha Central, and we got to get to Hiawatha. So in the Roundhouse over in the Thunderdome, we're going to be having a competition with the Nemaha Central girls and the Hiawatha boys coming up when we get those game balls delivered, and then two more places potentially tonight with these game ball winners. So keep it locked on all that. That's just some fun stuff that, again, it's all about the kids, really. Like, Like we love seeing what they're doing. It's the interaction that you see from the kids when they start, you know, at Valley Falls, at Jeff West, at Centralia. I mean, the kids were actively Royal Valley. They were all cheering you on.
That's right.
No, while you were running, though, not when you were shooting.
No.
As soon as you started running, they're like, "Oh, I feel bad. He's gonna keel over."
No, we're good. No injuries yet. No pulled hammies, anything. No. We're good. We're hanging in there, folks.
Breathe heavy for just a half a second.
Just a little bit.
He's in good shape.
Just a little bit.
Now, I know you're probably asking yourself this question. Boz was this great high school player. He played in college. Jake says he can't shoot. Why isn't Jake doing it? That's because Jake doesn't want to run. Because I would run every time. And is it really a competition if I'm terrible at it already?
No, dude, I'll do it. I'm good. I don't want to put you through that either.
Yeah, that's good. I appreciate it because again, I mean, maybe that would help me in life. You know, I'm already doing push-ups on this show, and I got to do down and backs, you know, throughout the week all the time too. But
I'll take the down and backs.
All right, I'm down with that, no doubt. I don't like running. I'll do push-ups, but cardio. No cardio for me. we've got a Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winner going to be announced here in just a moment. Just a matter of moments, really. And looking ahead at next week, again, we're flipping the calendar, Boz, to February, and we're looking at the home stretch now of this basketball season. Teams have played 15, sometimes some of them have already played 16 games at this point. This is the crunch time portion of their season. Where do you put stock in where your team's at right now than you did 3 weeks ago?
Oh, it's a little bit of a kind of be a little stressful time. I mean, if you're playing good basketball, things are feeling good, team's gelling at the right time, you're probably confident on where you're at, making the push to sub-states. If things have been going well, you're probably feeling pretty good. The thing that I look at is some of these teams that we've been covering that have been so up and down. Well, now, early in the season, that's okay. You're trying to figure stuff out, trying to get your team to gel, and you're putting in different offenses and looks and all that good stuff. But at this point, you kind of need to have it figured out.
Yeah.
If you're still tweaking things, and you're going to tweak stuff game to game, but if you're not really in a rhythm, it's you can kind of see the end of the tunnel now.
We've talked about a couple teams that are, you know, like a Jekyll and Hyde team. We've seen them play extremely good.
Oh, yeah.
And then what happened this night? And those are the teams that are those teams that we're talking about in late February of, man, they could be an 8 seed going into a sub-state and win that sub-state.
Yeah.
And those 1 seeds that have maybe played very good most of the year, but then certain things are starting to fall off kilter, that 8 seed could sneak up on them. I love this time of the year because you mentioned it. It could be a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
It could be a little bit, man, where are we really at right now? But I think film sessions at this point of the year are vastly more important than what they were even just 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It depends on, you know, some coaches put a lot of stock in watching film. Some don't. Some focus on themselves and what they need to work on. I'm a big believer in film. Sometimes kids, they need to see what they're doing. You can show them. You can improve on those few things. But scouting reports, those become pretty big. You're probably seeing some of the same teams for the second time. So mistakes you made in the first game, you're correcting those. And you've got to figure out a way to get some wins and build some momentum down these last couple weeks.
All right, we got to get to our final break of the show. We come back. I owe Boz 20 push-ups because the Patriots beat the Broncos in the AFC title game.
That's weird.
And we're going to break that down and prepare you for the Super Bowl a little bit. It's still 2 weeks away. We'll talk more about that next week, no doubt about it. But we've got a little bit more to get to. But the biggest thing that you're hanging on and waiting on for is the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winner for week number 8. We're excited to give that away. It's coming up after this final break. Stick with us. It's 11:14, the final Friday of January. Thanks for spending your Friday evening with Jake and Boz here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. ImCon recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. ImCon has delivered results throughout the Midwest, with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. ImCon is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact ImCon in Wathena or visit imconunderground.com.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, my name is Kristen Morey, and I am the office manager at Lugert Chiropractic and Wellness. I have worked here for 13 years, and it is an extremely fun and rewarding place to work. What I love most about my job is being part of a team that is passionate about health and developing relationships with our patients. We want our patients to feel like family, and over time, that is exactly what they become. If you are looking for chiropractic care, we would love to meet you. Call Lugert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology. It's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
This winter, warm up with great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, when you're at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for one more.
National Bank. You are listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Dorsey, thank you as always every single week. Love hearing from Dorsey Hall, CEO of Community National Bank, presenting sponsor here of the Scoreboard Show. Thank you to Giant Communications for keeping our phone lines open for you, and thank you, the listener, for engaging with us here this evening and giving us scores, as well as Lugert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees for tonight, as well as you're listening to the final segment here of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey.
And we've got the game ball to give away here in just a few moments from now. I have to do 20 more push-ups. I mean, these are just dumb bets.
Yeah, you're kind of known for that, though, I think.
Yeah, that's true. But my question to you is, what really sparked this bet between you and I was your belief in Bo Nix,
yeah,
and my disbelief in him.
Yeah, true story.
And I think that Broncos-Patriots game ends the same way it did at Bo Nix's quarterback.
You can justify it however you want.
No, I mean, I want your rebuttal. You disagree.
I disagree.
You think the Broncos easily win that game?
No. I'm not saying easily win that game, but I would venture to say, I mean, nobody knows. We can't go back and say, oh,
right,
for sure.
Right.
And I really often don't like it when people are like, oh, if that ref wouldn't have called that foul, we would have won, or whatever.
Sure.
But I also think Bo Nix is smart enough not to freaking throw the ball up in the late in the game for the pick that seals the game.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see Bo Nix running the ball to keep the drive alive, get a first down. I think the game's different with Bo Nix.
That game was wild.
It was.
Just weather-wise, the change with that snow came quickly, and that game completely flipped on a dime. I don't think Jarrett Stidham lost them that game. I think Sean Payton lost
questionable
Denver that game.
Yeah.
Why do you – I mean, you're a head coach of the NFL.
Yeah.
You're an NFL franchise worth billions of dollars. And you don't have anybody in your office that's telling you, hey, there's a chance for 3 feet of snow to come down in the next 4 hours.
Might want to kick a field goal when the weather's good.
Kick the field goal!
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was not great game management, I would say, by Sean Payton.
Gee, money.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was a Broncos fan, I was only a Broncos fan because I wanted to win a bet with Boz. But if I was a Broncos fan, man, I would be so upset with head coach Sean Payton. You could go up 10-0, completely take a stranglehold on that game.
Yeah.
Instead, what was the final score?
Well, I don't even remember. What was it?
10-7.
10-7?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that game goes the way of the Broncos the rest of the way if they kick the field goal right there.
So here's a question. Stay on the Bo Nix thing for just a sec.
All right.
Because I still don't
keep delaying my push-ups. I appreciate it.
Okay. So who would you say, if you were to look back, like, I've got a list here.
Okay.
I did some research.
I knew it, you turkey.
So first two seasons.
Okay.
Starting quarterback.
Yeah.
You're wearing a purple nasty Ravens jersey, so let's just look at Lamar Jackson.
Okay. He's just a running back, though.
No, well, I'm just saying. Okay, so Bo Nix played 34 games, Lamar Jackson 31.
Okay.
Okay. Bo Nix had 764 completions on 1,179 attempts. Big differential there, obviously, with Lamar.
Yeah.
I mean, running, but.
Right.
Better completion percentage, much more passing yards, almost double the passing yards.
You feel like that's because he threw the ball more? How many attempts did Lamar have compared to Bo?
571.
So Bo had double the attempts.
Yes.
So that would make sense why he has double the yards.
It would.
Okay.
Passing touchdowns.
Okay.
They're there.
What is it?
Passing touchdowns, 54. 42.
So Lamar had only 10 less, but half the amount of attempts?
I'm just saying.
I mean, you're not comparing apples to apples right now, big dog.
Those are two different kind of guys, styles.
All right, so you're going to get different. So far your theory's got holes in it. I'll keep talking.
Whatever.
I'll keep poking.
No, shut your face. let's see. How about...
This was not prepared, FYI.
No. I just saw this, and I was like, well, that's interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. Arguably the best quarterback ever, question mark.
Yeah. So, 615 passing attempts.
So, still not even close to the 1,000 that Bo Nix had.
Yeah.
Okay.
He had more passing yards, obviously, more attempts.
Who did?
Nix. Bo Nix.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, dang it. Passing touchdowns, 54.
Okay.
50.
So, Mahomes had four less?
Four less touchdowns.
Four less touchdowns and 400 less attempts. Continue.
Passer rating.
Okay.
93 for Bo Nix.
Okay.
111 Mahomes.
Yeah, I was going to say, because that is more of a figure based off of your attempts and completions. And so that means more to me than everything else you've said so far.
What I'm getting at here is you're just saying that Bo Nix is a game manager.
Yes.
My point is, if you looked at some of these guys and where he falls in line with what they've done in their first 2 years, he's winning games.
As a game.
How many of those guys went to divisional title games? And I looked at Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and there was one more in there, I think.
Aaron Rodgers.
Nope. Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Two out of those four went to divisional title games.
Like conference championship games?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And Bo Nix was one of those guys.
He's one of
the
them.
Other
and,
didn't.
And who's the other one?
Mahomes. It was Mahomes and...
Because Mahomes went in 18. No, he didn't go in 18.
I didn't screenshot that one, so I don't even remember.
Come on,
out of those, out of those four, there was only two that had.
Okay.
I'm saying he wins games.
I still feel like your argument right now is just not very buttoned up.
Well, it's probably not. I mean, I could do a little more research and try to find the stats to match what I like, but my point...
To match
my,
what I like.
Yes, exactly. That's why you make the numbers say what you want to say. I just, I'm saying, and I'm not a Broncos fan.
I know you're not.
I'm a Chiefs fan.
Yeah.
I just like a dude that finds ways to win games.
Yeah.
And he wins games.
Yeah, as a game manager. Again, there's nothing wrong with him as a quarterback. That's a game manager.
You just don't think he's good, though.
I don't think he's elite. I don't think he's a top 15 quarterback in the league. I think you can plug and play the bottom 15 quarterbacks in the league. Sam Darnold is a prime example of somebody. Get him in the right system, and he'll be good. Put Bo Nix on the Ravens, he won't be that good.
I think there's a lot of guys you could say you put him in the right system.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean they're not good quarterbacks.
Patrick Mahomes will be good in just about any system. Tom Brady, good in just about any system. Bo Nix is good in the Denver system.
Okay.
That's it. Game manager.
Okay.
Fits the system, game manager, and
he puts your push-ups.
Puts his teams in prime position to win ball games.
Right, that's what quarterbacks do.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Yeah, whatever. Do
push-ups. Time for you to take over the show and explain to people why I'm doing push-ups.
So second week in a row, Jake has picked a team that has not won. Last week, he said the Broncos were going to beat the Patriots, and that did not happen. So he had his another 20 push-ups. I don't feel like he's gotten any stronger since the last time he did these, because these ones are struggling a bit more. He did eat a double cheeseburger before we got to the studio tonight. How many you got?
19.
19? 20? Okay, those were a little, the last couple ones were a little better there.
Whew.
His face is still red, though.
Yep. Palms are sweaty. Knees right, weak.
Good job.
Arms are heavy.
Okay.
Still talk. I need a break.
You can't talk right now? Well,
it's kind of like when you're done doing your down and back and the kids are wanting to talk. I take over for that moment just to help you out.
Oh,
so
okay. Yeah. Well, it's... I'm glad you did those. It was good last week. Those, I think your push-ups were better last week. I think you were a little more amped up last week.
Yeah.
First time. Form was a little better.
Was I a little bit more like you said? Was I more?
You were more rocking the V shape. Not a V. I mean, it was more like a, I don't know, a round, like a U or something. But it's like, dude, you did 20 push-ups. You're good.
I'm in. I mean, last week I got a compliment that they were like perfect form, and they showed like high school people like this is how you should do a push-up. So.
I think they just wanted to make you feel good.
Probably.
I know when somebody posted in the Facebook comments, your specialty is push-ups?
Yeah, I wouldn't say, I'll take it.
Let's not go that far.
I will take it, but I will tell you all, last week and now this week are the first time I've done push-ups.
Were your arms
at
sore?
At this weight.
Were they sore for a little while afterwards?
Till Sunday night.
Okay.
I did them Friday night, and then Monday morning I woke up and was like, man, okay, my shoulders are not sore, my triceps are not sore anymore.
Okay, that's good. All right.
I had baseball practice
days.
Sunday, and I couldn't like hardly lift my arm.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Out of shape.
That's right.
Okay, the thing that you guys are all worried about, waiting on, it's not me doing push-ups, it's not Boz having terrible opinions about professional football athletes. It's about our local kids, which is what the show is all about. Our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees tonight, Boz, are who?
Here's the nominees for the girls. Tava Gibbs from Centralia, 15 points, 19 rebounds, and she capped it off with 7 steals, double-double, almost a triple-double. Gwen Blattner from JCN, she had 16 points, and Karina Johnson, she had 22 in a game earlier this week, also from JCN. Lily Tanking was a nominee from Holton. She had 15 points on the night, but apparently... dropped a deep, deep three.
Like four, Steph Curry range.
Like 4 feet beyond three-point line. So, nice game from Lily Tanking. Another Tanking from a different town, Maya Tanking. She had a really good game. Not a statistical game. Stuff that's not going to show up in the stat sheet, but really good ball game for her tonight.
They are cousins, by the way.
Okay, cousins. There we go.
Yep.
From Silver Lake, Karis Dieter, 26 points. She had 6 threes on the night, set a career high
in scoring tonight. From Centralia, Keelan Rempe. She hit the very first three of the ball game for the team, but it was a big one. Sent her team to overtime against Hanover. The Centralia went on to win it in overtime. Another nominee from Centralia, Hayden Kramer. She had 16 points on the night, 13 of those in the second half when she started dicing up Hanover's zone defense. Last nominee we got was from Kylie Nelson, Hiawatha. 17 points, 10 boards, another double-double for that young lady.
Now, again, all of these nominees, they're not given to us by our broadcasters. They're not given to us by us.
They get called in.
They're called in, they're texted in, they're emailed in, because especially when you get four from one team and we happen to be at that game, I know perception could be one thing, but we can assure you these are not Boz and I pulling these rabbits out and saying, hey,
Captain Kurt, when you see him walking in on the Facebook feed and he's handing us stuff, these are nominees that I write down. On the boys' side, nominees for tonight, Chance Jenkins from JCN, 24 points. Young man had 6 threes tonight. From Holton, Carrick DeDonder, he had a big night, 19 points. Young man hit 3 straight threes in the fourth quarter, 9-0 run for his team by himself to pull away from Horton in their win. Henry Geiger from Troy. This is a ball game on Tuesday night. We're still kind of lagging on the midseason tournament, so we opened that up for earlier games this week. He had 18 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. Ethan Morton from Hiawatha. Young man's having a really good season. 17 points tonight. And I think I read this right. I want to make sure I say it. He had 9 in the first quarter, and then I think it reads 3 for 5 from 3 in the first quarter.
Okay.
I think that's what that was. So,
yeah.
Big night from Ethan Morton. From Silver Lake, Dane Johnson, 35 points tonight. This is crazy to me.
Unreal.
By himself.
Unreal.
Not a team stat. There's teams that don't go to the free throw line this much. He was 25 of 30 from the free throw line himself. Ridiculous.
That's insane. You hope for your team to do that.
Yeah, and then last nominee, Trayvon Gillum from Atchison.
Phoenix!
Freshman phenom. He had 28 points tonight. Phoenix remain perfect on the season.
Well, it's time for us to wrap up this show, put a bow on it, and get into February. But before we can do that, they're playing basketball in Boz. You're handing out Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game balls. Who is the winner? I'm going to mix it up on you.
Man.
Give it to me on the guys' side of things here to begin this one.
I'm gonna mix this all up on you. I'm throwing it back at you. I'm doing something I've never done before. This is always a tough decision. I'm going with two players, same school. It's a Silver Lake sweep tonight. Karis Dieter from Silver Lake, 26 points, 6 threes, a career high in scoring. And Mr. Dane Johnson from Silver Lake, 35 points. 25 of 30 from the foul line.
Unbelievable performances. They were all great. These are, again, great kids, great games, great nights had by all. And there's a lot more out there that weren't on this list. So if you want them on the list next week, you've got to call them in. Some of these people have been on the list every single week that are just now winning. You got to get them in on a consistent basis, people. Come on with it. For Boz, for Kurt, for everybody on the MSC Radio Network, on the sports side on Friday night. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Jake. Have a great weekend. Stay warm. Congratulations. Eagles, we're visiting you coming up next week.
Thanks for listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. This program has been brought to you in part by Honeyman Ford, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by MCON, American Family Insurance Agent Brad Noller, BNP Propane, by the Denison State Bank, by JBN Telephone Company, Highland Community College, Helena Agra Enterprise, by Commercial Tire Solutions, Edward Jones, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Blue Valley Technology, Lucre Chiropractic, and by Giant Communications. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is a production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.